VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is headed for a fifth term in power Wednesday. His main rival, Benny Gantz, acknowledged he wouldn't be able to form a coalition government following a tight parliamentary election. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The nation's president, Reuven Rivlin, acting in a largely ceremonial capacity, will choose a candidate for prime minister after hearing recommendations from the heads of all factions. He will then task the leading candidate with forming a government within 42 days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu appears poised to be the president's choice, with close to complete unofficial election results giving his right-wing Likud and other nationalist and religious parties a solid majority in parliament. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Despite his success in the election, Netanyahu faces an ongoing criminal investigation. Pending an upcoming hearing, the Israeli Attorney General says he plans to indict Netanyahu on bribery, fraud, and breach of trust charges. The party of exiled former Maldives President Mohamed Nasheed has won the country's first outright majority in parliament in its democratic history. Those official results released on Wednesday, the final count released by the Election Commission, shows Nasheed's Maldivian Democratic Party won 65 of the 85 seats in parliament in elections held Saturday. That's more than two-thirds of a majority. His party will rule without needing to form a coalition. President Trump is set to sign executive orders seeking changes to environmental regulations as part of his desire to boost the country's energy production. One of the orders would direct the Transportation Department to propose a new rule allowing liquid natural gas to be shipped in rail cars. Others would target the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Water Act. This is VOA News. The U.S. Attorney General William Barr says he's looking into how an investigation of Russian involvement in the 2016 Trump presidential campaign began. He told a House committee on Wednesday that he wants to make sure proper procedures were followed. President Trump has been calling it treason. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president wants the Justice Department to look at how the probe began.
Because this was an illegal witch hunt.
Which he says involved dirty cops and bad people.
What they did was treason.
Even as he blasted the probe to reporters, the president also professed not to care about Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report, which he says totally exonerated him.
No collusion, no obstruction. I won.
Though the attorney general says Mueller did not rule either way on whether the president committed obstruction. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Fighting for control of Libya's capital escalated Wednesday as the United Nations Security Council prepared to meet to discuss the crisis in the North African country. Eastern forces, led by General Khalifa Haftar, clashed with UN and government-backed troops on the outskirts of Tripoli, forcing thousands of residents to flee. The U.S. Vice President Mike Pence called on the United Nations Wednesday to stand up for democracy and recognize Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as that country's legitimate leader. He said the United States is working on a resolution in the U.N. to recognize the legitimacy of the government of Guaido and urge the international community to support it. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday defended President Trump's decision to halt American aid to three Central American nations from which record numbers of migrants have fled to the U.S.-Mexico border. The risk of being kidnapped or taken hostage is being added to the travel advisories issued by the State Department. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The State Department usually warns travelers about things like crime, civil unrest, and potential for terrorism. But now they've added something new, a K indicator for the potential to be kidnapped. It's been issued for 35 countries. The new designation comes after the release of a California woman who had been held for a week after being kidnapped by gunmen in a national park in Uganda. Among the countries making the initial list, Afghanistan, Mexico, Lebanon, Venezuela, and Uganda. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Facebook on Wednesday said it's launching a wide range of updates aimed at fighting the spread of false and harmful information on the social media site. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.